Welcome to another episode of Sacred Scripture. I'm your host, Stephen Heiner, and with me today is our guest, Father Nkamuke. Father, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
It's great to have you back with us. I should tell our listeners the reason that we've had a bit of a layoff is that normally Father and I are in the same time zone. Where he is in Nigeria and Paris, we're in the same time zone. But this summer, Father and I both went to North America, but we were both traveling, so it was very hard to try to line up our times. And I know Father had a lot to do, so it just made sense for us to wait until we were both on this side of the water. So we'll get back to our more regular recording schedule now. We'll pick up from before. Last time, Father, in the Old Testament, we were speaking about Adam. We were speaking about creation and fall of the angels. What comes now is obviously Adam and Eve and paradise. So I will, as I normally do, read the scripture passage and then we'll get your commentary. Yep. When God created man, he said, "Let us make man to our image and likeness and give him dominion over all animals and over the whole earth." He then formed a human body of the slime of the earth, breathed into his face the breath of life, and man became a living soul. At the same moment, God added to the nature of man many favors, and especially sanctifying grace, whereby he raised man to a higher likeness of himself. Thus was made the first man, who was named Adam, that is to say, man taken from the earth. By his nature, man was the image of God. By grace, he was the likeness of God. By a special effect of his goodness, the Lord God created expressly for man a garden of pleasure called paradise. There were in it all sorts of beautiful trees covered with delicious fruit, and in the middle of the garden stood the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. A river divided into four branches watered the whole garden. It was in this garden of delights that God placed man, that he might cultivate it for his own pleasure and occupation. God then commanded man, saying, "Of every tree of paradise thou shalt eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat, for in what day soever thou shalt eat of it, thou shalt die the death." Adam was still alone on the earth, hence God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. Let us make him a help like unto himself." Then God caused all the animals to come before Adam, that he might give to each its name. But for Adam there was not found a help like to himself. Therefore, casting a deep sleep upon Adam, God took one of his ribs and formed of it a woman. When Adam awoke, God brought to him his wife, and Adam rejoiced to see another being like himself. He called her Eve, that is, the mother of the living. Now, obviously, Father, there's a lot for us to cover today, but we'll be patient as you explain everything. What would you like to start with?
Well, I think we just, I would like to start with the very first, or rather the second, where God said, "Let us make man to our image and likeness." And here we see almost immediately in the book of Genesis, the testimony that there are really more than one person, you know, in the Godhead. So that's exactly what that means. It said, "Let us," that means us, meaning, you know, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So that's really what comes to mind as soon as one reads this this particular passage of the sacred in scriptures. And something else that is worth noting is that the last thing God created was mankind, Adam and Eve. You know, to show that this is like the apex of his work. And after this, he rested because by creating man, he has done everything he could do, you know, in the sense of creating the world. Even though we know that God still conserves the world, the whole being in existence, at least for now, he's done creating. We'll say new creatures in that sense. So although he's in